This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Yeah, we're hanging out in studio with POD. How's it going, guys?
What's awesome, up?
Guys. How you doing, man?
I know, awesome to have you here. And we got Trey and
Marcos.
Marcos.
I get Mark, Marcus, Marcos. You know.
I know. Trey and Marcos hanging here with us out on the road for the last couple weeks, but I mean really out on the road for the last 30 years, but the last couple weeks been?
It's been amazing. You know, that like we were just talking about the resurgence on the drive here. We've never really stopped. We took a couple years off here and there, but for the most part, just to see our peers doing well and thriving, bands like Limp Bizkit and Korn and the Deftones and, you know, all these bands that have actually were coming up at the same time that we were, and just to see them have a resurgence. We're having a resurgence, and you know, it's just fun, man.
It's fun. It's real fun.
We're blessed to still be here. You know, you see all these little younger bands and they're like, wow, I can't believe like we're trying to sound like you guys. And we're like sitting there going, that's crazy.
It has to make you feel good though.
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've been doing it for some years. When you think about it, I mean, to be around as long as we've been around is...
Well, the reason why we do this is to inspire and encourage our fellow man, like our brothers and sisters, like, hey, man, like, that's why we make music, so that we can kind of help everybody get through their day, because it helps us get through our day.
Yeah.
And that's what music does in general. And you talk about, you know, your peers of the Korn and Limp Bizkit and Deftones, you know, that new metal crowd. Mm-hmm. But then also... You talk about the kids wanting to sound like you.
Yes.
And, you know, what was that point where you're like, oh, we're the veterans now? Did you have that aha moment?
It could be a negative thing, or you can just take it in stride and go, you know what, this is awesome that not many bands get to continue to do it as long as we have.
Yeah.
And look at the positive. For instance, Corey Taylor's son's band, Vended, they flat out just come out, dude, what are you guys listening to? Well, we just listen to nu metal because that's what they're going for.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And a lot of these younger bands were like, really? That's a trip, man, because we never really considered ourselves a nu metal band, but we'll be exactly what you want. If that's how you feel and you're
that's what everybody sees us as.
You know, you're a nu metal band, or you're a rap rock band, or whatever. I mean, we get it all. And we'll sit there and go, hey, man, if that makes you feel like a connection with our band, then we'll be that band for you. But that's not what we were writing music for to get you.
Well, that's kind of like what I told you guys on the drive. Like, my show is based around new music now.
Yeah.
Right.
But growing up, I was all about nu metal. Like, I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for nu metal.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you guys maybe wouldn't consider yourselves a nu metal band, but that's kind of where you were grouped. You know, with the Limp Bizkit and the Slipknots and the Korns.
We took Linkin Park out on their first tour ever.
Really?
As a favor for the heads up execs of Warner Brothers or whatever.
Nobody, that's awesome.
And we knew then they were going to be huge.
Well, nobody was giving them a shot. And Roger Ames at the time was like, hey, you guys take my little band out. You know,
his little band.
Well, at the time. And he goes, because nobody wanted to give him a chance. But what I'm getting at is I feel that Linkin Park and POD got stuck in the new metal. But we were a lot different than that.
We dabbled on a lot.
We had some more pop sensibility. Yeah. We had a little more rock. It was not so metal.
We got a little SoCal flavor.
You know, so how do you feel? I mean, you kind of already answered that question. You let your fans feel however they want to feel about your music and let them take what they want out of it. How do you feel, you know, 25, 30 years later about being not so much lumped into that group of new metal bands, but just being a part of that huge resurgence? And
we'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
And why wouldn't you?
It's not a negative.
Some bands want to just shut the book. Oh, I'm sorry. Shut the book on that new metal and be like, oh, you know,
we're more than that.
Right. Exactly.
And our brothers in Deftones do that.
Sure.
They don't like it.
But you know, that was era of like some really creative music. If you think about the diversity of all the bands back then, everybody sounded so different from each other.
And I have to give a shout out to
rest in peace to my boy Chester Bennington.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a brother, and I actually got to hang out with him a month before his passing. And you just got to really appreciate every day and take it in. And you know what? If you're having a bad day, it doesn't last. So, you know, you just don't know. And when I found that out, I was like, damn. And we're talking about him right now, just kind of bringing up some feelings like, Chester, rest in peace, man.
talking about resurgence. You know, those guys are talking about coming back together.
With the female singer.
I'm wondering, how's that going to work? Chester is a really, that's a hard shoe to fill.
Absolutely.
Nobody does what that guy does. Right. The way he does it. So.
But some people will take a little bit of Linkin Park, then no Linkin Park. So they're going to be like, she's doing a good job.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah.
That's how I feel about Pantera, too. Like, let's just take what we can get because we can't have the original, but let's just take something.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Vinny. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vinny was one of the biggest POD fans. Every time we came through Dallas, when we were in Vegas, he'd pop up and we're like, dang. And you know, we'd show up to shows in Texas and he'd have a full on barbecue spread. Our bus would pull and he's all, this is for you guys. I'm barbecuing for you guys. And we'd be like, what?
Nice.
You know, early on in our career, I think Pantera, both the brothers were the coolest guys I think I ever met in rock music and metal music.
That's just awesome.
Yeah.
So it was,
And angry music from such cool guys.
Yeah, I know, but they were cool. The two brothers were amazing.
Yeah.
Dime and Vinny.
I mean, there's obviously a lot of amazing people just in rock in general. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I always say it's
you guys just met us.
Right.
Just kidding.
Yes.
I mean, rock is a family.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's a small world too.
Metal or hard metal or whatever it is, it's a family for sure. And you guys have been there 30 years ago with bringing up Linkin Park, but now you're here now doing collabs with Randy Blythe and let's talk about the new music because first off, I want to talk about Afraid to Die. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you know her before getting her involved in the song? Or was it kind of like
the universe is a trip, man? What I'll say about that is we currently have playing live with us on drums her husband, Tatiana's husband, formerly of a metalcore band called Suicide Silence, and he's playing drums live. He didn't record the record, but he's been with us, and that kind of happened before. He's like, hey, we met at a show, and he's like, if you guys ever need someone to drum tech or you need someone to play drums, I'm there for you. Hit me up. So it was always in the back of, he's like, my wife loves your band, by the way. She's from the Ukraine. She sings in this band, Ginger. And oddly enough, when we were on tour in Europe, we were headlining and we had our brothers in Alien Ant Farm with us. And we got in early to a show in Germany. And when we got there, Ginger was playing.
We didn't even know
we were ever going to get connected.
Right.
But we were like, they're super heavy. So we went to go watch their show. And when we got there, we were like, dude, she's crazy, man. She can scream like Randy Blythe. Dude, she can scream like a dude. And she can sing beautiful. Yeah. And we were like saying, they're dope. And then years later, come to find out, we're one of her favorite bands that she grew up listening to. So it all just kind of worked out organically. And when we asked if she wanted to sing these certain parts, she said, heck yeah.
That's so
and now we got this anthem. And I was just telling her on the way here, it's interesting because they don't really get much radio. Mm-hmm. And this is like probably one of her first songs that actually is breaking through with her voice.
Oh, yeah.
And that's pretty awesome. And that's something that we like to do as a band to kind of create awareness on the radio side of things, or even with our records.
Sure.
When we started back in the early 2000s putting features, our label was like, that's what rappers do. That's what hip hop does. So we were one of the first rock bands back then doing that, but our label didn't understand it.
Yeah. No.
And now we still do it till this day. And then we ended up vibing with Randy on Shiprocked.
Yeah.
And that's how that came together.
Yeah. Okay. And we were having steak dinners. It all started, playing. He had never seen us play live and we got the set out on the beach and the crowd was going off. We see him on stage taking photos of us. I'm like, is that the singer from Lamb of God freaking taking photos of us?
Right.
So then we just ended up blowing up. But the common denominator was HR from Bad Brains.
Okay.
The legendary punk rock band. Randy's friends with HR and so are we. And then that's how we just got connected. And we just asked. We said, hey, man, we have this song. He's like, if I like the song, I'll do it. And he ended up liking the song, and
so he did it.
Yeah.
It's a great way to start the album too. Yeah. I love that's how it starts. Drop is a great song too.
Yeah,
the intro's awesome.
Yeah,
those songs react so well live too. It's whoa, Afraid to Die is kind of in that same realm for us. The anthemic vibe and nature of like Youth of the Nation.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got such a cool rhythm and a cool beat that I'm just, it just, that alone gets stuck in your head, you know, add everything else with it.
Yeah, it's going over well live, that's for sure.
Good.
Feels good to play.
I'll let you know tonight.
I know, we'll see. Oh, dang it, it's not going off tonight.
That's all right.
I was, I did watch the video for Drop last night, and it still throws me off to see Randy without the hair. Without the dreads and the hair. Yeah. Like, just seeing him without that, I'm just like, oh, that is him. That's right. He shaved them all off.
Well, we all have, you know, really busy schedules. And when we shot that video, we're like, we got to get some footage of Randy. He was on tour. Yeah. The Pantera tour. I mean, with Pantera, right? It was Lamb of God and Pantera. And we didn't know he was going to shave his head. And we go, hey, can you send these video clips? So they found a little room at the venue, and their video guy shot their parts, kind of matched what we did.
Oh, cool.
And then they edit it together, and people think, oh, you guys are in the same spot. But
technology is crazy.
Yes, it is.
But then we were like, dude, he cut his hair. So
that's all we asked for.
Oh, man, we need the hair. We need the hair. Sonny's cut his hair a few times. He's back with long dreads again. So a lot. It's funny how people trip out when you cut your hair. Like, they're like, it's like some Samson stuff. Like, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
I'm missing the hair, powers. Man.
What's wrong?
It all started with Metallica.
When they did that and they went more rockabilly and they were wearing their like suits and, you know.
Metallica can do that though.
They can, yeah.
Metallica.
They can shave their head and they'll be just fine. Yep.
Right. You're doing something right when you got people reacting.
That's true.
Whether it's good or bad. There's a lot of people that have hate on Metallica since, oh, I like the old stuff. Mm-hmm. But that's with any band. Same with us. I mean, but when you're getting reaction like that, that's what we've been getting with this new record. I'm like, you're causing people to feel.
Yeah.
And
wasn't that Barclays? You told me Lars said something like, these people were calling them sellouts. It's like, we're sellouts. We sell out every night.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they've got the number one song right now.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
I mean, you talk about the old stuff versus the new stuff. When you guys are writing the new album, which is out now officially, when you're writing that and you've got the 30 years of experience, how do you find that balance of going, okay, we want to sound like POD, but we don't want to put out Southtown again?
Yes.
Like, where do you take things to still be you, yet be different?
Well, I mean, it's a conscious decision to be like, hey, how do we grow and sound fresh? But also keep the roots of POD.
Sure.
And we bring the right production team in and we bounce ideas off each other. We disagree, you know, a lot. No, this is my band. I know what we're doing. No, you got to do this. And next thing you're tug and pull, but it creates something beautiful. And I think for us, it's actually very natural. But with this record, it's definitely leaning more towards the root of POD rock. Because we flirt with a lot of different genres. We flirt with reggae. We flirt with punk, rap, hip-hop. On this record, we made a conscious decision to go a little more heavy, as you can see.
Actually,
with Drop.
Like you said, just go back to our roots.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
And you know what? That's when you think about it, a lot of our mainstream stuff is rock. Alive, boom. Mm-hmm. And people love that about our band. So it's like, we got to give them a little bit of that rock. So. Yeah.
And we love it.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Speaking of some of the older stuff, I know you had a super specific question about one song.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Well, only because like I'm a huge rock and metal fan, but I'm also a huge fan of comedies. So like I kind of wanted to know, like, how did you guys, and did you have any say in getting Southtown into the movie Little Nicky? Because Little Nicky is one of my favorite movies, and I love that song's in on
well,
the soundtrack.
You know what? You know what's crazy is we found out through the grapevine that Adam Sandler at the time was huge. He's a rock guy, so he was a huge POD fan.
Awesome.
So
I know I love Styx, but I didn't know he was a huge POD fan.
Yeah, and it ended up working out that we ended up playing Southtown together. We did a thing for MTV. Incubus was there. Deftones was there. And we were there. It was a big promotion for the movie. And he jumped on the acoustic and was like, hey, what are the chords? I love Southtown. It's one of my favorite songs at that time.
Awesome.
So when you hear that in there, you kind of put it all together. Like, And it's he's such a cool dude. He's worth millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
He shows up in his gardener's 1976 rusted out Toyota truck. and he comes out and he's like, "Hey, what's up, guys?" And we're like looking at like, dude, Adam Sandler just jumped out of that rusty old bucket, dude.
Yeah, bucket.
Oh,
and
my God.
And he had his dog that was in the movie at the time.
Oh, Meatball.
Meatball.
And he's just such a cool guy, but he really, when he likes something, he's into it, you know? And we're like, man, maybe we got to toss this new album over to him, see what he thinks.
Sure.
But yeah, it's organic.
That's you
can't,
so cool.
You can't force that. You can try to make people go, hey, check this out. But when people just automatically, dude, I love that tune or I love this song. I made a connection with it.
Well, that makes it better because I know that we've talked to other bands and they're like, well, we didn't have a say in it. The label did it or the movie reached out. But it has to make you feel better when the actor himself is like, hey, I'm a huge fan. I want to play the song. I want it in my movie.
Yes.
You know, that has to be so much better.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
You just, that's the beautiful thing about music. You just don't know who's listening.
Right.
And then you'll find the most random person like, dude, I was growing up skating to this. And you're looking at them
like,
going,
what?
Wow, dude, it's the Pope. I'm just kidding.
Sure.
No, I'm joking. I kid. But yeah.
He can pull off a 900.
You know, and that's when you just kind of sit there and go, dude, music has no boundaries.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're stoked and we're grateful for these types of opportunities. We wrote this record during the pandemic. Mm. So we, you know, you get restless and we weren't considered essential. So we weren't sure what our future held because we had just come off a good run in Europe and we were like, we're going to take 3 months off. And
we came back and the world shut down.
Everything shut down. It ended up being like 3 years. And we were saying like, well, you know, they weren't caring too much for us. They were like, you guys are non-essential. You're entertainers. You're at the bottom of the list.
Right.
So, I disagree.
Yeah.
Well, for mental health and people.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. We were crazy. We needed concerts.
They
we
say
needed
more people it. Listen to music during that time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we weren't sure what we were going to do. So we were like, let's just, the label and management, just write.
Right.
And we were writing and then we didn't know what was going to come. And they were trying to force us to put a record out during the pandemic. We're like, no, there's no, that's just.
And I moved to Tennessee in 2018 to Nashville. So I hadn't seen these guys for like 18 months. I think something crazy
Wow.
So we were just sending stuff back and forth. These guys were going to L.A. And then they would send me the demos of what they did up in Los Angeles. So.
Oh, cool.
So it was definitely different
but the,
from what we're used to. But
the record's called Veritas, which in Latin is truth.
Yep.
It's basically our truth individually and collectively. Internally, the band was going through some stuff with the original drummer who's not with us at the moment or on the record. And then we were all dealing as a human race with this pandemic. So there's a lot of truth in these songs. Like Lies We Tell Ourselves has a lot to do with mental health. You know, there's just a lot of different songs. Dead Right is a song about whether it's politics, religion, or just stubbornness, no matter what side of the fence you're on, everyone wants to be right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. And they want to have the last say. Everyone feels that they're going to, if they give an inch, they're going to give a mile. And so we wrote a song about it called Dead Right. Why do you have to be so dead right? And so there's a lot of things that we wrote like that on this record, just to kind of, that's what we were feeling internally. And we just felt like this is our truth.
So. I think that the COVID time really did bring out a lot of that self-reflection because that's all we had time. That's all we had was time.
Yeah.
And that's all we could do was look inside and
bring
out all those feelings and thoughts and stuff. And so I think that there was a lot of good writing that came out during the COVID time.
Yeah.
As far as music
and
stuff
like
that.
In a lot of ways, I think it was good.
Yeah.
For people to pause for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So.
And you know, it's you things that you took for granted.
Yep.
You're like, dude, I love doing this. Wake me up at 3 a.m. Go to the radio station. Let's go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So one thing I wanted to ask you guys, because you've been touring for how many years, decades, and you said you've taken just short periods of time off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not, let's face it, none of us are getting any younger. And it's harder for us as concert goers. And we talk about this all the time, like the next day after a concert. Oh, my God, my back, my knees.
Yeah.
It hurts to do it one night or two nights a week. You guys are doing it night after night. what are you doing to stay limber, stay physically active and able to go up on stage and jump around and interact with the crowd without, oh my God, my back the next day, my knees the next day. Like, and
you just have to be more conscious.
Like Marcos has an ice bucket now.
I don't blame you.
It actually is a good idea. I should probably start doing this.
Well, you know how they do ice baths?
Yeah.
Got the idea from the bass player from Tool.
Okay.
Because, you know, they play these long progressive sets, uh-huh, and he's on bass doing all this trickery. So I could understand, but they were like, he gets a bucket with ice and water, and after the show, he just drops his arms in there for a good 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever, and you let it just, and it hurts. And then you pull them out, and then they thaw, and all the inflammation just kind of just.
Huh.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Sonny will mess up his knees because he still thinks he's.
Yeah, 22.
22 jumping around. Oh, no. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the same thing. When I'm out there, I think I can do it all too until the next day. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm dead.
Yeah, this is different.
But you know,
ain't the same
the
anymore,
key to all of it is having a positive mental attitude.
Sure. Yeah.
We call it in punk rock, it's called PMA. I'm all about that PMA.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you have that and you try, I mean, life's tough. Anything can come at you. And you're like, okay, what's the positive in this?
Yeah, but 12 o'clock at night burritos don't work anymore.
No.
Like, you can't do that anymore.
No,
I used to be able to do that.
Nah. But instead of getting like college drunk on New Year's Eve drunk,
yeah,
right,
now we just, gentlemen, like before the show, I have a little bourbon. Yep. Sip on it real quick to knock the corners off before I jump on stage. And then I'm like, let's go, guys.
Yeah. We all grow into whatever it is that we're doing. And that's, I mean, that's the perfect way to handle it. We got a couple more minutes. I know you guys got to get back to the venue because, you know.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, just wanted to talk a few more things from, again, from.
Is this for mandatory POD hour?
It is.
I'm just saying.
Oh, nice.
The mandatory Metallica. Right, mandatory POD.
Yes.
It's positively POD.
Positively POD.
I like that.
You know, when people look at the career, which is clearly not over. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys, like you said, resurgence, new album, more is a coming and stuff like that. If you had to, you know, take biggest POD fan to, you know, side fan that's like, oh yeah, those guys are cool. What is the thing you want all of them taking away from what you guys have done and are going to continue to do?
Huh. Wow. That's a good question.
It's a deep one. I know. I always say the deep ones.
So deep, bro. Well, first and foremost, that we kicked ass.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, that's, you, like as a band, check. you need to have that.
Right.
But at the same time, that we left them something positive to get through their life, to get through their day, to get to whatever they're going through, because we're in this game. You know, a lot of bands are about sex, drugs, rock and roll, and depression and anger.
Yeah,
we've been influenced by the U2s, the Santanas, you know, the Bob Marleys, and we've always kind of put that into our style of music, whether it's heavy or not. We've always wanted to be a positive intervention in someone's life, musically. That's why if you listen to the lyrics of Alive, the first lyric is, "Every day is a new day. I'm grateful for every breath I take." That's the truth.
Don't take it for granted.
That's all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, and to me, that's, we done did our job. And this song, Afraid to Die, is kind of about, in the pandemic, hey, if the world's going to end, I'm just a little peon here, then I'm going to hang with my friends and we're going to have a good time and say, peace out.
Let's do it. Again, the good vibes.
Pass me the bourbon and let's roll.
Right.
Even in death, good
but
vibes.
I would say to the hardcore fan, thank you. You understood the deep cuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would say to the lighthearted POD fan, thank you also because we don't take your ears for granted.
Yeah.
Thanks you for listening. And we're still here and we're going to keep rocking till the wheels fall off.
Nice.
You well know. Said.
I think I've heard that before.
Yeah. I can't take credit for it.
No. Well, yeah, from Rock the Party all the way to Afraid to Die, I mean, I think you guys have, you know, done phenomenal things. You mentioned like the new metal in the beginning and being lumped in with that. I remember, you know, hearing Rock the Party when I was whatever age, 20 whatever.
Yeah.
And going, okay, yeah, this is, you know, new metal band. And then I don't know where it was in the timeline, but going, oh, it's a nu metal Christian band.
Mm. That's cool. Another stigma that we get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you have faith and it's relevant in your lyrics, that's just part of the principles of what keeps you going.
Sure.
We're not selling a religion. We're not trying to get anyone to sign up. That's just true to our personal life.
Yeah.
And
write about what you know.
And, yep. but not every song's about that.
Mm-hmm. The crazy thing
it's the principles of, you know, being good to each other. Yeah. And we wrote a song about that. Or, you know what? Hey, there's songs in there that aren't all positive. There's songs where you're dealing with stuff. Like I said, lies we tell ourselves is all the voices that we have in our heads that aren't positive. And it's just people like to put you in a box.
Yeah.
And
we've always had a spiritual base to our band, of course. But what a lot of people don't realize is that the Christian music scene rejected us early on. And it was too heavy.
No.
We just didn't fit in their box.
It's like weird because we would show up at shows and we felt like Manson.
Yeah.
There was people picketing and saying we're of the devil and all this stuff. And we were like,
huh?
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
We're making people feel that we're doing our job right. So
what Mark was saying is that people have always tried to put us in a box, and even the Christian music scene. But the band was never put together to even be a Christian band. We didn't even know what that was. There was no Christian music scene when we first started.
We're the epitome of the American dream.
Right.
What I mean by that is, you got Apple, IBM, all starting a garage.
Mm-hmm.
POD started in a garage. No one put us together. We're a bunch of friends. And our goal was, how do we play that kegger at so-and-so's house? You know?
Yeah.
And
have a positive message.
For us, it was, yeah. But it was upbringing.
Right.
The positive message was always there, but we were still punk kids. Mm-hmm. There were still brawls happening. Mm-hmm. There was still people getting faded. You know, that's just part of our life. That's just one shade of the rainbow, the colors of the band. But people like to just, oh man, I won't listen to that band because they're a Christian band. Yeah. And we're like sitting there going, dude, you don't even know the half of it, bro. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. We're just a band. And that's just kind of like if you look at the old school Elvis, Johnny Cash, you had faith, but you got Johnny Cash flipping off the camera. That doesn't mean he's no less Christian than anybody else.
That's true. Yeah.
So it's just it's the times that we're in. And you know what? For us, it's like, dude, we'll be that band if you want us to be that band.
Right.
As long as you're listening, we'll be the new metal band.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we've learned a lot. We used to get caught up on it and try to fight it. Now it's like, I know who I am.
Yeah.
We know who we are. And, you guys can suck it if you don't like it.
Absolutely.
Bam.
Bam. We'll end with that, dude.
Right? Pure at the end of the podcast right there. Awesome.
Yeah, I got nothing on that.
No follow-ups. Trey, Marcos, man, I appreciate you guys coming in.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
Yeah, no, I seriously.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I mean, from the start, you know, like I said, Rock the Party, Southtown, up to the new stuff you're doing. You guys have done a phenomenal job. Like you said, you're saying true to yourselves.
You take care of yourself, bro. You've been listening to us that long. You don't look your age, bro.
No, not at all.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You look good, bro. You take care of yourself.
Just grow out the white.
You used to have the long beard.
Yeah, no, it's just white. It's very white. Oh. I get a 9-year-old daughter. She's making it whiter every day.
Oh. Oh, good luck. Good luck.
Oh, buddy.
Can you tell me the horror stories?
But I have boys, too, and boys are...
Man, you're always worried about the guys they're going to run into, so...
Yeah, my daughter's 17, so yeah, we're there.
ready to kill
people don't think there's other problems with boys, though.
Boys got their problems. I got both.
What I mean by that is there's so many outside influences when there's boys, and you're like, dude, make the right decision, don't do this, and, you know.
I'm always told that... Girls are easier when they're younger, but harder when they're older.
Yes.
And I can see that every day with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
As a father, as a dad.
Well, you're blessed, man. That's it. You had the opportunity. You've been given that opportunity because you can handle it.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're handling it every day.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
Hold on. I feel the spirit of the something's going on in here, man.
Uh-oh. Oh, I spilled the beans on the way here. They know about the Rock and Roll Mansion.
Oh, yes. You know, I don't think they come into this room.
This room's not.
We won't take you to the basement. Awesome.
Let's go. Again. Let's play a show in there.
That would be awesome.
So, you want to shoot a creepy video? We'll take you down to the basement.
Yep.
Who knows what you'll catch
on
camera
there.
We'll
rock the party
for sure.
Awesome. Again, Trey, Marcus, appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.